use course things. Now that it is coming out, but I'm not sure about this disagreement between them and the AC. I think it has to be resolved.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I'm a bit concerned about this one collecting society set of rights. Currently what we have is our collecting societies in South Africa currently are fundamentally owned and controlled by white people. So bearing in mind we want to move for a transformative society, if we block the door and say, okay, well, the existing ones will be the one and only, we'll never be able to transform the collecting societies. This is what happened in the public hearings, in fact. We had people come and say that we are a collecting society, we've been around, fundamentally we're BEE level 55, whatever it is, 100% black owned and controlled, and they cannot get a foot in the door. And now with this legislation, they will never be able to get a foot in the door. So I'm a little bit concerned about that. Perhaps we should have some more vigorous, in order to qualify for being a collecting society, there must be more vigorous equity and BEE status. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Honourable Abbott.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I want to echo the sentiments of Honourable Williams. I think also in terms of competition law, we might face problems if we say, well, here's a statutory monopoly for these existing collection societies. So I think we must look at a way to open it up so that other people can also get into the game. I think that in future we will see a proliferation of works being created. And as we go into the digitized world, there will be so many more channels upon which you can distribute and exploit works, which will allow a larger market and will also then allow more modern players, smaller players, but who can work faster, who can adopt the technologies quicker, for instance, to actually come play in the market and also allow anybody else who comes from a poor background to also have access and say, well, you know what, I'm a musician or I'm a DJ, and I know these other guys are making music, I want to represent them. I think we need to keep it open as far as possible. Thank you.
All right, thank you. I'm looking at the decisions that were done by the CIPC, which is speaking about the collecting society, the right. Can you differentiate properly? What is the advantage of being a single one and then getting this one based on the right? And then on the issue of accreditation and registration, what is the advantage of either of the two? Because you said that the company, they register. And then in this one, you propose that they just be accredited. Who's going to have the final authority for this kind?
And what
criteria? They
don't use for accreditation,
yeah.
They don't register.
Yeah. All right,
honorable chair. Sure. I think, I don't know the collection. I want to check if the CIPC didn't receive any apology from the SCCC, because normally we agree on the standard set, because now we need answers. Now they are not here. And we need an explanation why they are not here.
In terms of the apology, they have indicated that they will not be able to make it for this week. And I must say that they raised a concern with me as well to say that they have procurement related challenges with the travel arrangements because of the changes that just happened. So they are always kind of anticipating now because they've had lots of those situations in the present time, so they echoed that concern. Because so they have apologized to me, and I apologize that I've been bringing up into the committee.
All right, the apology is accepted because it is a committee to change the program. Nah? But rest assured, next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, will be here dealing exclusively with this. So now the predictability. So I think that they must then accordingly.
On that note, I think also there's also
also, I don't know the name, but she was dealing with this called Charmaine or something. I think all of them share it. No. I'm protected.
Good, that is harassing you now. Because you are harassing the whole community before. All right, no, we are protected from
because I propose that because next week I think we'll be dealing thoroughly with this thing. She must form part of and also the CIPC so that we will finalize this document by Thursday. Thank you.
Can we go back to the original question?
One of the major issues around why one collecting society takes of rights is that there has been these litigations that are taking place concerning the confusions around the members. Because when they share one right, then there are those issues around membership where you find that they are having similar members in some instances, for which affects the issues around the management of the data, the payment of royalties. So and there has been some court cases where some of them in the same space are taking one another to court. So that's why it has not been a very smooth process where we have more than one. And in some instances, others would collapse when they are in the same space. So it is a challenge. And if you look at the one for Needle Time, I don't want to mention them in terms of which one. One of them is not necessarily doing well to an extent that there's a suspicion they may not even have members. So then in terms of the market, the expectation that there may be more competition, more coming in, with the experience that we've seen in the past many years, it has not been the case. Instead, most of them have fallen off, and only the major players have been sustained.
So basically, from what you said, DDG, is that naturally these people go bankrupt if they're not doing a good job, and I think we should just leave it like that. Why are we going to specify one? Because if we specify one, it's going to be the most powerful one. And who's the most powerful collecting agencies currently? The ones who are the most powerful collecting agencies during the apartheid regime. It's going to be the same people. We're not going to have any transformation at all. I don't think we should block this at all. We should open it up. As many people can play as possible, and the winner will be the most successful business, you know.
I was saying then it means there will be no transformation in that set. Because currently we have those AMROs and those IMRO, the big oppressors. It means we'll never transform that set. It will be problematic. I so wish that CIPC can look at, or you, the department, can have a further interrogation of how we can assist those ones that you think are failing and see why are they failing, so that we can assist them, so there could be competition at least in this sector.
I think that issue is still a policy issue. I think it's us who eventually decide what they see, the suggestion from the side of the department on the side of the CRDC. But the issue of registration is also the application.
The recommendation by CRDC is that it's better to stick to accreditation, because they are in the same institution. CRPC does the registration of companies, and then it does even they manage the regulation of the collecting societies. So there will be oversight. So even if we remove the rating registration here, it won't really affect anything.
Chair, I don't think that we can discuss this without them being actually present in the room. I think we should wait for next week. We should just flag this and bring it up again next week. Thank you.
Chair, I think we can also perhaps just add the Copyright Tribunal for many artists have problems with the way their rights are managed by the existing collection societies, but they might also have problems with the future ones, the new ones coming in. So I just want to make sure that they can then have access to the tribunal, to like an ombudsman almost, to have oversight over what is going on in that specific collection society.
asking anyone, anyone opposed to that idea. I think it's fair. There must be some sort of a report somewhere. So I think the tribunal is the best place for that. I think we're fine with that. Can you continue?
And then I'll just go through briefly the sections, what they cover from 22C. 22C provides for the administration of rights. So this is talking to the administration, so that it provides that any collecting society may accept an authorization from performer or owner or another collecting society to administer any right by issuing a license or collecting license fee. And then the collecting society may issue license, collect fees and royalties. So just to highlight how the administration will be in that regard. And 22D provides for the control of the collecting society by the performers or copyright owners, and talks to the collection and distribution of royalties in accordance to the constitution of the collecting society. So the issue that we are concerned about the distribution of royalties is addressed here. And also that each performer or owner information will be administered in light of that performer. And then 22E talks to the report that relates to the affairs of the collecting society and the royalties collected. So overall, the issues of governance and that have been identified in the review of the collecting society are addressed in these clauses. And then section 22F is on the suspension and cancellation of the collecting society. And it says that the commission may issue the collecting society with a compliance notice if it believes that it has contravened the registration condition. So this is more of a control measure when they contravene or they don't adhere to the legislation as requirement. And also that the commission may apply to the tribunal for an order suspending the registration of the of the collecting society pending the inquiry. So these are just measures that are in the legislation to ensure that there are mechanisms to address the unlawfulness of the collecting society. And we are also saying during that period when they are suspended, the commission will take the responsibility of the collecting society in that suspension. And so those are the main provisions that talk to the collecting society.
Are we comfortable with these provisions? And they will just await the company and the property commission to make their input on that. Honorable Teko?
Yes, Chief, we're covered until the CIPC comes.
So we are sometimes, I'm not sure, man, in terms of challenges that they have in current, the CS, the collective society, because they don't pay anyone any royalty. What are the challenges now so that we might need to address it here in terms of whether it's membership or anything, just for information so that when you deal with these issues, you are in the intent in terms of what is happening. Thank you.
In terms of the payments, there are collecting societies that are paying. For example, one of them we recently met. They are paying the royalties. However, they have backlogs from 2014. And some of the issues are legal. The one of them shared with us that they are going through, they need assistance to go through a legal process around the issues around the members. And also that some of the users, like your big institutions, like your broadcasting companies, they are not paying their license fees. So they had issues around getting some of the users to pay fees for the music that they are playing. So there's an abuse that there's music playing by broadcasters, radio stations, some commercial, but then they don't pay licensing fees.
And another thing they highlighted is that there's this thing that many of the radio stations, they play foreign music. So it doesn't always mean that the local artists are benefiting, because you find that the commercial radio stations are playing this other music, their foreign music. Community radios are the ones who will be playing your local music. So then there are these issues around the management of that, how then to ensure that even when there's payment, you don't find that the money is going outside the country. So it's different challenges. Some of it has to do with the big companies that are not paying licensing fees. Others is around the membership, the data around members, and knowing whose music has been played when, and the keeping of the data sheets and the log sheets and those things. So they affect the payment of royalties. But there are collecting societies that are paying royalties. But the extent of it is not as fast as it could be. So I'm using one example of one collecting society that has shared that information with us.
What is important, we must, in this bill, we must try to tighten that up, ensure that these people take their responsibility seriously. So, but I think with this provision, we are moving in that direction. And then, one time.
Laughing chapters, because I'm thinking of what Saud did.
79%
local, 90%. So,
crucified, and then that one, that speech is not for me, it's for the other thing. All right, CTG, advocate, I think you are fine on this.
She says the collecting society, except for the issue of the one society, was not really contentious even by that from the public side.
Thank you,
Chair. Clause 26, amend section 23, that provides for infringement of copyright where a person tampers with information kept to administer copyright or abuse the copyright and technological protection measures. And then even the next one, from the next clause, it looks at the protections of measures to protect technological protection. So from clause 27, including 28O, 28C, 28Q, 28R, and 28S in the bill, they look at the issues around the protection, technological protection measures, and it addresses some of the infringements that are happening online concerning access to information and the copyright violations that happen because of technological measures. And so it's one of the mechanisms that tries to address some of the concerns around infringement of copyright, especially with the new developments in technology, where accessibility is an issue. It's easy to have access to different materials. So it's just trying to address some of the concerns around the abuses of and provide protection around copyright. And the remaining of them have different elements, but they are all looking at the issues around the technological measures to protect. Like the one for clause 29 on slide 33, it provides prohibited conduct in respect of the technological protection, where a person is not allowed to make or sell or import or distribute a technological protection measure after convention. If a person knows to be used to infringe copyright in technological protected work. So these are just measures to ensure that issues around copyright are addressed. And then I will move to clause 30, Chair, if there are no questions or input on this previous slide. Here we talk to the issue of the of the tribunal. Clause 30 of the bill it inserts a regulatory enforcement agency, and that is the IP, Intellectual Property Tribunal. And this tribunal is intended to ensure that there is a dispute mechanism measure for the artists and those who are in the creative industry. And we see this as a very important milestone in terms of addressing issues that that need a lot of violation that happens in the creative industry market, where now there will be a tribunal that will be dealing with those issues, especially for your low income or poorer artists or creators. The proposal in this is that we are saying instead of an IP tribunal, which is what the bill proposes, we are proposing a copyright tribunal that will focus solely on copyright related matters. And we also want to widen the powers of the tribunal and empower the commissioner, because currently they operate within a limited scope. They don't look at that dispute related matters. I think they look at only issues of licensing. So we would like, we would propose that their scope of mandate be strengthened. And they did raise a concern of CRPC that the current copyright tribunal is provided for in the Patent Act of 1978. The commissioner and the tribunal, they are created, they're established in the patent legislation. So the issue is, this may require that that legislation be amended to give effect to this. So we've been discussing with them ways that maybe we can look at how we can maybe find a way to make this copyright tribunal to work, even without necessarily the amendment to the other legislation. But that is a legal matter to be addressed. And then the DAC just suggested that we need to look at other measures to address the poor. For example, they suggested the legal aid as a necessity, because if you have a tribunal, there's an expectation that people will be required to pay. And then they're saying to require them to pay, it might be expensive for them. So legal aid, maybe if we can work around those, it might be cheaper for them. But that was just their concern around that. So here is about the copyright tribunal versus the IP tribunal that was proposed. The widening of the scope of the work. There is a question around the legality of the commissioner and the establishment, because there is that element in the patent legislation.
So, as you said, that is that gray area which are speaking about that patent act and then the issue of the legal age. Because we cannot be explicit about the legal age here in this case without engaging with them beforehand. So that, so how far are you in dealing with the issue of realigning the wording of this thing so that there's not need to that amendment?
So far, Chair, what we said to CRPC was that they must look at the existing provisions that are talking to the IP tribunal and then see how each one would fit into their context currently and the copyright tribunal that we want to establish. But we have not moved in terms of the way forward on the copyright, because we wanted to bring it, the proposal, we wanted to have it discussed here before we can even take other action. But just as an extra measure from us, it was just to say amongst ourselves, what can we retain in the bill for the copyright tribunal? This is how far we've gone. But we were mindful of the fact that we need to come back to the committee to hear from them. Regarding the suggestion of the DAC chair, I don't think that at this stage we have to really engage with legal aid. I see this more as a proposal to say we need to look at other mechanisms, low-cost mechanisms to accommodate our artists in a cheaper or in a, maybe for them to have a recourse that is free, for example. So we may need to look for other partners or other stakeholders who can partner in this. So maybe this one, we can look at it as an example of measures for a poorer artist to be supported.
I think this, the ball is in the committee's court. I think here's the proposal that we accept.
return the powers of the commissioner, and then what's the use that, how is the protection going to be provided unless you empower the people to do that exactly? So, but the board is in the community court. We agree that these powers of the commissioner be extended, and then the work on the sentence, what can we do of the CIPC, that let them come back with their solution next week. Yeah. When they come in next week, let them provide us with the answers, how they are going to do that, or what are the areas we must look at, so that if there's a need to amend the sentence as well, then it must be done. But let us look at our assets must be protected. I will find you that.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. You can go to the next item.
The next item, Chair, is the clauses around the unenforceable contract, that is clause 35, the insertion of section 39A on the unenforceable contract, and the bill provides that the unenforceable contracts are those that purport to prevent or restrict an act which by virtue of this act will not infringe copyright without necessarily prohibiting open license settlement agreement and the terms of service licenses. And also, so these are some of these are pertinent to the contract and the licenses. And I think, Chair, in terms of the last part of the so this is towards the end of the legislation, and clause 36 looks at the insertion of the Part A translation of licenses, which allow for translation of work to language that is official language in South Africa or foreign language used in the country. The on this provision, CIPC has indicated that there is a concern, but I would not necessarily be able to say in terms of what. It's one of the areas that when they come back next week, they might also assist in terms of self-training for that. Clause 36, in terms of it being internal in the bill, or so it's something that I'll need to just clarify with them. And then the last one is around the insertion of Schedule 2, which is the reproduction of licenses, which allows for application for license to reproduce and publish copyright work before the tribunal, for the license to be reproduced and to publish the particular edition of the work in printed or analog form or reproduction. And then that the tribunal may grant the license or grant the license with conditions, and that the application for the license in terms of Part A and B before the tribunal will have to be assessed if current tribunal is well capacitated to handle the process required in terms of these provisions. So these are more in terms of some of the issues that will come from the reproduction of licenses and where the tribunal will be playing in that role.
I had a very long day dealing with these issues. The last part of it, I think, is straightforward. I don't think it is. No, it's only the contract.
Thanks, Chair. It's just the one before where they're talking about unenforceable contracts, but I'm assuming next week when they when they're in front of us, they can just explain that more clearly so that we understand exactly what they mean. Okay, thank you.
Up to this point, they say our work is being hampered by the fact that the other stakeholders are not in here who could provide answers. But I think that they've taken note of everything we've said. I think that when we come back on Tuesday, we must have direct answers on that so that we can have progress in this field. Advocate, is there anything you want to add or want to say?
I don't want to add anything, thank you.
Honourable members,
we have done the presentation of the department. And then according to our program, it was going to be very short. It was going to be very short. More than 3 hours. It took more than 3 hours. And then I think that the information was provided was very voluminous and very helpful for us. And then I think that the next item now out of that is that we have to thank the department for the job they've done. Because I think the slave issue follows what the subcommittee wanted to do. And then I think they've done a good job out of that. Although, as you said, there is plenty to help in that the other parties didn't come to the party, or which is also beyond their control. Because as we talked and changed their schedule at the 11th hour, so that is. Any issue you want to add, Honorable Chair?
No, thanks, Chair. I think the report is as requested. However, we need to emphasize that next week, all the teams, DDG must bring all the experts. And the CIPC must be on board so that we don't find ourselves wanting. The report is as accurate as the subcommittee. Thanks, Chair. Thank you. Thank you, DDG.
Thank you. Want to say anything? All right. So from the way things are now, is that we are happy with the report. We are going to do this accordingly. Now we go back to our agenda. Can you go to this thing now, job by job?
No, according to our agenda, because really, from where I'm here, I cannot amend an agenda.
That was your agenda. So now I think that I have to call the advocate forward. We start afresh so that we. All right, I'll note the hands. Honorable Williams, Honorable Checo, any hand at the back? Honorable Albert? What? Oh, you're fine. No.
Chairperson, thank you. I'll speak on everyone's behalf. I think that it's important that we have to get the full team in front of us as we go clause by clause, because we are going to be raising issues when we go clause by clause. And although it's a good idea to do it today, we might repeat the whole process again on Tuesday, and I don't think that we should do it twice. So I think we should wait for the full team to be here and all the experts to be here so that when we go clause by clause and issues are raised, we can actually get an answer instead of saying, oh, we'll just put that to the side and do everything again. I think that although it's a fantastic idea to sit here until 9 o'clock this evening, I feel that it might be a waste of time if we don't have the right people to assist us. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. I think I'm seconding what Honorable Williams is saying. That's why I said I emphasize. Ms. Chandra must be here because we recommended her as a committee last year. CIPC must be here. Everybody must come on board so that we finalize on this thing. Thank you.
All right, thank
you
a lot. Is there any other dissenting view from what the two honorable members have said? I think they spoke on behalf of Honorable Albert. Honorable McPherson, you are fine. All right. Agreed. All right, I think from where we're seated, really, I think that this job was done okay. And then next week we're having a special program for next week. I think that according to the program, on... Can you speak to the program, please?
Members, on Tuesday next week, it will be 3119, 10 o'clock to 16 hours. Followed by Wednesday, 6 June, 10 to 15 hours, followed by Thursday, 7 June, 10 to 15 hours on the same agenda.
What is the 3 days of next week are specially dedicated for the copyright so that we didn't need to put it out of the way. But what we expect from the advocate, what package must the advocate have so that we know that what we're dealing with next? There are a lot of things which we reflect here, which we need answers from. There are things which we don't have control of, CICTC and the specialists we spoke about. Now, what topic can you have on Tuesday so that we really move forward with this? What can you have?
I Jim, what I would propose is the information that we received today is quite a large piece of information to actually digest and think about. The subcommittee did a matrix that they reported on to this committee that takes things clause by clause, and it indicated where there are no problems, where there are problems, where there are changes, etc. What I would suggest is that I go and do a matrix like that. I don't want to formally commit that I will have drafting done. DGI has indicated they will wear these amendments that will make some proposed drafts for the committee. So that can maybe be incorporated into that matrix. But let's see how far we get. If I can have some amendments to the B bill, I'll have that, but I don't want to commit for Tuesday. But maybe if we can work from the matrix, because there are a number of issues still that are flagged, and it's maybe better to reach consensus on those flagged issues than actually have a B bill in front of them.
So, what I remember, I think a good suggestion. But what is very important is that that matrix you are speaking about advocate on the 10th on Tuesday. On Tuesday, the committee starts at 10 on Tuesday. You can work until late on Monday and then ensure that when you come back on Tuesday morning, then we have that, because it will not be something new. It is not a new presentation. It is something we have dealt with all along. So as the members, you can accept that even if you don't get that talk on Monday, on Tuesday morning, it will still be fine, because it's something which you have worked upon. There's nothing new which is going to come out of that. I will agree on that, so that we don't shock the heads of the staff on Monday, on Tuesday morning. That they will not talk.
Thanks, Chair. I think based on the explanation from us, then members must be in the position where we cannot receive documents on Monday, meaning we're going to receive documents on Tuesday, so that the advocate is not under pressure. So it should be noted on this meeting that documents are going to be received on Tuesday.
With those words, I think that if everyone is comfortable, is there anything I'm omitting? Except to say that department, the advocate made a commitment to the other, that there are certain drafts are going to do. Will you please put it on the court? What will those drafts be ready? Or how are we going to relate to the department with the advocate for that?
Thank you, Chair. I would request that, I think because today is Thursday and we are going to look at other issues, and there were issues around the tribunal that I also mentioned, so I think that it might be, maybe Tuesday might be a bit later, but because of the legal issues around the tribunal, I'm not sure if there will be issues that we can bring here because of that. They did raise the issue that of the Patent Act, and I must emphasize that because they are our entities, they work with us. So, like, for example, the One Collecting Society, the Court of Rights, we've engaged on that. Even they've been written a concept for us. So even the tribunal, we got a letter from them to say, what are their limitations of the tribunal? So we are a collective, but I do acknowledge that it is important that they are here. So next week we'll do our best to ensure that they are here. Yeah, including our colleagues, who is not well, that's why she's not here. But the work might always continue, so that's the thing. But I will ensure that on Tuesday, the exceptions, that the list of exceptions, we can bring them to the meeting. But I think in terms of the definitions that we brought as proposals, without putting too much on the advocate's plate, there was an indication that you may assist us with the tweaking of the word. So I want to make sure that we separate some of these things so that we are not expected to do most of the drafting. It would be nice for her to look at them from another eye and then tweak where possible. So what we are undertaking to do is to look at the exceptions that can be added, and we'll make sure that when we bring them in a form of draft, like maybe cutting from the bill, this is what we think should be included. And yeah, I think that's the undertaking that we can give for today.
Thank you, DTG. You liaise direct with the DTG and then ensure that by Tuesday morning we do have a document to work upon. The
members have agreed that they will get that document, they will not change mesh. This is not the part. If you can finish earlier on Monday, the better, and then you can release that. Without anything, all of the members, I think that we've done our work. We although underestimated the presentation of the DTI, it was so long and then tedious, and then but from what we've done, I think I'm very proud that the amount of work we've done for this thing. So it will not be wrong. There will be no further expenditure. And if we say, what I can say now that the meeting is adjourned. There's no cost implication for us.
No, the meeting is adjourned.